past fall.
We may already have spring planting plans in place, but DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Grant Merring says it's not too early, though, to begin preparing for spring planting.
We've got our hybrids picked out, our, where we're going, our crop rotations. You know, we're doing a little marketing here and there, but we're actually starting to gear up for planting. Now, yes, we're 2 to 3 months out, but it is not too soon to think about what are we doing when we plant? Because I see a lot of planters in the shop kind of getting geared up, getting some new discs on, getting new starter fertilizer, whatever it might be.
Merring says doing a quick refresher on the needs of each crop you grow will pay big dividends.
Because we all remember, we only have one chance at what we call good seed-to-soil contact, or getting the seed in the ground to have a healthy crop that will yield and make us money. And so if you have a corn plant, you know, we need about 50 degrees Fahrenheit to germinate it, at least 45. Soybeans, you can go a little cooler, but on the whole, they don't really get going until it's warmer, but they're safer earlier. And then you have things like spring wheat or some of your cereals or barley that you can really put in the ground really close to about freezing, 32 degrees, germinate around 36. That's just one thing to think about.
Reporting Agriculture's